Looking Forward.
Hello and welcome to Looking Forward with me, Marina Joshi.
And with me, Victor Arefeev. Hello, everybody.
And today, Victor and I decided to talk about the role of public relations, or PR as we know it. Well, Victor, how important is PR, in your opinion?
I think it's very important now. At the same time, I would say that I hate it. I like it and I hate it. I like it because it really brings you to the success. I hate it because sometimes you think it's just because of PR you are successful, not because of yourself.
Exactly. You see, the thing is, with you, you're a writer, and of course you're sensitive to things like that. You have to talk to PR agents and people who promote your work and yourself. And that is, of course, very, very important. But then for a regular individual, you know, for people who are not very famous, maybe, I think what's important is self-PR.
Yes, of course.
They cannot.
No, everybody make self-PR, for sure. Boys and girls, young ladies and gentlemen, everybody.
Yeah.
And since the eternity.
Yes. Yeah.
At the same time, I think our century is more important in the case of PR because I think there are so many things going on it's possible just to press more on PR.
Mm.
And I think it's okay. It's not disgusting.
No, it's not a bad thing. I mean, if you are promoting yourself or you're promoting a product or a service or a book, in your case, why not? I mean, you want to have an audience. You want other people to appreciate what you do. So, you know, you talk to the world about what you do. But there are people who don't like that. Oh, always will be people who don't like that, who think that, oh, this person is doing a PR for himself or herself.
And that's why he's famous.
And that's why he's famous and successful.
And you remember Nikita Khrushchev one day said that we don't need to have advertisement because we produce good products.
Yeah.
And this is only for bad products.
Yeah. Well, to a certain extent, it could be true because sometimes things...
So you agree with Khrushchev. Okay.
Partly. Partly I agree with that because when, you know, you produce something that is great, people start talking about it. So, you know, it's something that promotes itself in a sense. But today, as you said earlier, we live in a world that is highly competitive.
Yes.
There are so many products. Yes. There are so many services. There are so many people, talented people. So you need to stand out. And in order to stand out, you need to have good PR. Well, you know, I caught up earlier with Alexander Ondar, who is a PR director at the Luna Theater here in Moscow.
And, a famous one, by the way.
And here's what he said about the role of PR. Let's take a listen.
Well, it's quite obvious that public relations today play one of the most important roles in business and politics and in our general life. PR executives, especially anti-crisis PR specialists, are highly recognized and well-paid. You can't imagine any politician or CEO without a spokesperson. That's because we live in the era of information, you know. And those are PR people who feed that information to the target audience indirectly through traditional channels like newspapers, magazines, radio and TV, and directly social media. Those are PR people who take care of providing or sometimes concealing information so that public sees a product or a person in the most favorable light. As for the peculiarities of Russian theater, theater PR, well, it's quite new, actually. Theater directors have begun hiring PR specialists just recently. For example, when I began working at Moscow Luna Theater 3 seasons ago, I had to pick it up from the hands of a 70-year-old lady. Her main job was to review plays and scripts for possible theatrical productions, and she was doing media communications on the side. She managed how to check emails, but the concept of social media was totally strange to her. So from the professional point of view, it was just the Stone Age, you know.
So that was Alexander Ondar, PR director at the Luna Theater here in Moscow.
Looking Forward.
Interesting experience there and how he evaluated the role of the PR, of course, and what he had to do.
Yes, this is contemporary point of view, of course. Mm-hmm. I must tell you one thing that, you know, something like 20 years ago, when I published my novel called Last Judgment, the editor, my editor, just had one footnote for the whole book. It was PR, what does it mean PR?
Mm.
Nobody knew that in my country that PR
at
is
that
suffered.
Time, yep.
At that time, in
1995. So you had to explain. You
and
had to explain
the
what it meant.
Editor, who didn't know herself, she also wanted to ask me firstly what does it mean, and then to know it because the readers, they didn't know what to say about that.
Exactly.
Now, in our country, as you know, everybody...
It's crazy about PR.
Yes. Whatever you do,
yeah.
For instance, now we talk and we're also making PR to ourselves.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, in a sense.
Everything,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you love your wife, you make PR to you and your wife and so on.
I think it's taken
so
to another extreme because we are a nation of extremes, you know, and there is sometimes very hard to find a middle ground, so to speak. And again, the attitude towards PR is, I would say that if you are successful, you are successful. And PR does you a great thing. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But there are people who actually don't want to work hard and they just want to rely on PR. But, you know, their success won't live long.
Still, there are some limits of it. You know,
of course.
I have so many books. I have 18 books, okay? Mm. And some of them are really very successful. And I must tell you that PR didn't play a lot of in it.
That's right. That's right. As we said earlier, you know, if you have a great service or a product, it will start promoting itself. And the word of mouth is also very important.
Yeah, this is very important.
Yeah.
Of course, television is important also. But at the same time, even you have a very good program on you, on TV, on your new book, it doesn't mean that it will go immediately.
That's right.
There's some kind of mystery in it.
Yeah. And, as I said, the word of mouth and also the social media that we have nowadays. Well, let me go back to Alexander Ondar here, who actually staged a very interesting PR stint, if you will, in order to promote one of their shows, one of their plays that they wanted to premiere. Let's take a listen to what he did and then discuss.
Before the premiere, I launched a special event. We rented a red convertible. I asked the actors who played the roles of Dali, his Russian wife Gala, and his mistress Amanda Lear to ride that convertible around the city center in stage costumes and makeup. And I asked the actresses to make a huge and loud scene at the main street as if they were fighting over Salvador Dali. It was actually very fun, and all major media covered the event, and of course people passing by took pictures and talked about that in social media. So the public was thrilled to tell stories how they saw live Dali in the Moscow street. Can you imagine? It was November.
Looking forward with Victor Yerofeev and Marina Joshi.
By the way, Salvador Dali was a founder of PR for himself.
Yeah.
Yes, he was a great man in it. At the same time, a great painter. So you see, that was a good combination.
You know, these two things go hand in hand, talent
when
and
I,
PR.
I was listening to the guy, I thought that really from country to country, PR activity is quite different. Because I used to travel with my books, and in every country it's different. You know, in Iran it's one thing, in the United States another, and I'm thinking who are the best PR people, and probably, you never know, because Germans are very serious with your PR. Sometimes it's very good for you, but sometimes when you are too serious, it doesn't work. French are not so serious, at the same time, they are so charismatic, but it goes. In Italy, people do not like to read a lot, but at the same time, if your book is successful, it's really successful. Mm. It means that people like to read successful book. So different. I think it's very good because it's good to be different. Really.
Absolutely, yeah. And as you said, it's interesting how in different cultures and different countries people approach things and their attitude towards reading new books, discovering new authors, new literature, as you said, because you travel a lot and you can sense the difference that exists in different cultures. And,
what about you? Do you like this idea to be successful by PR?
Well, you know, yes and no, because as we said earlier, word of mouth is important, but in order to be discovered, you need somebody to tell the world about yourself, you know. Without that, there are so many, for example, talented artists, talented singers, talented actors who the world will never ever find out about, yeah? Because there were so many factors that didn't come into play to make them famous, for example.
Really, for instance, there is a great example, Franz Kafka, who never PR'd himself. Mm. At the same time, he became a great author. And Salvador Allende, for instance, he was completely different. What about you? If you see a car with Salvador Dali, who is an actor, and other actors who play different roles around him, would you like to go to see the theater or not?
I think I would be curious. Of course, I would stop in the street to look at what's happening. Yeah, I would probably take a few pictures, share them on Facebook with my friends, collect the likes, as they say today. And yes, maybe I would think, oh, maybe I should go and see this play because it's interesting. You know, it aroused my curiosity. And I know about it. I mean, it rose my awareness too. So
it's interesting that sometimes a negative PR is better than positive one. I remember one day...
Forgive me for interrupting you. You know what Oscar Wilde said? Yeah. It's better to be talked about than not to be talked about.
That's right. I remember one day, you know, in New York, there was a negative article for my first novel, The Russian Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very big one. It was it's almost the whole page.
Yeah.
And people later on in my American agent said, Victor, it's so great. Negative and big, it's better than small and positive.
You see, it's better to be talked about than not to be talked about, even if it's negative. So, people do talk about it. And you know what? They want to buy the book.
Immediately,
They look at it and think, well, if it's so bad, then, you know, let's take a look at it. Why is it so bad? Yeah. There's another good expression which I like. It is so bad, it's good.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, there's no such thing as bad PR or good PR. I mean, it attracts attention, and that's the purpose of PR.
But what I hate, by the way, that if you do whatever you do, and the people who envy you, they say immediately, you do it because you want to be PR'd. You know,
of course.
I hate it immediately because, you know, they kill your good intentions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But there are people like that, the stinkers. Well, you know, I personally think that, of course, people have the right to think whatever they want to think, whatever they like to think. But my view on that is that, you know, those who work hard will always get rewards in return.
Optimist. A real optimist.
I try. I try to be realistic as well.
Let's say, in which field it's really important to have PR agents and agencies?
Well, let's see.
What do you think?
Okay, we've talked to a PR director in the theater. Yes. So obviously,
this is important and it's good, right?
Important and it's good. It's important to have PR there. It's important to have PR in literature,
of course.
To promote books and literary works. It's important to have PR. Well, I mean, big companies, corporate world, they hire PR experts that promote their interests.
They pay good money.
They pay good money for that. Yeah, of course. Sales, marketing. For example, there's a new product that is launched by a company. And, you know, they want to sell it. They want to have revenue. They want to have profit out of it. So, of course, what do? They hire a PR analyst or a marketeer who will present this new product to the audience, to the people who watch TV, read newspapers, or the internet. We have a lot of commercials online now, and generate interest in that product. So, you know, I think every aspect of our life, every sphere of our life needs promotion, needs PR. So it's hard to find a sphere that doesn't have PR than the one that does have it.
Yeah, because PR is inside ourselves.
Yes, that is true. And the role of it, of course, cannot be underestimated whether you like it or not. And like, you know, in everything, there are good PR specialists, there are bad PR specialists. And sometimes PR can play tricks on you and serve you, you know, a bad service.
Yeah,
But you learn from everything that, you know, you come across and... hopefully next time you will do a better job. Well, Victor, I think that's it for PR and...
For our PR.
And for our PR too. Once again, I would like to encourage our listeners to drop us a line. Let us know what you think of the show and share some of the suggestions as to what they'd like to hear us talk about in our next programs. For now, though, thanks for listening to Looking Forward with me, Marina Joshi.
And with me, Victor Arafiev. Goodbye, everybody.